today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And during this episode, we're going to speak about how to talk to Allah. So be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, is the 26th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we'll listen to chapter Ashura, verse 51.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِن وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ.
And it is not for any human being that Allah should speak to him except by revelation, or from behind a partition, or that he sends a messenger to reveal, by his permission, what he wills. Indeed, he is most high and wise.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A number of Jews came unto the noble prophet and said, "Why do you not speak unto Allah, nor do you look at him? If you are the messenger of Allah, speak unto and look at him in the manner that Moses did. We never believe in you unless you do likewise." Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "Moses never saw Allah Almighty." Then the blessed verse in question was revealed unto the noble prophet to express the manner of the prophet's nexus with Allah Almighty.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I? When I have you, to doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist.
You are the light
that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
How to talk to Allah. Okay, dear brothers and sisters, as you know, our topic is how to talk to Allah. When was the last time we really poured our feelings out to Allah? We have been taught that the time we can communicate with Allah is when we are making dua to Him. Even then, it comes with a set of restrictive rules that puts a barrier between Allah and us. The things we recite are verses that we were told to memorize, but rarely do we truly talk to Allah about the troubles that are weighing down our hearts, because it feels awkward. Thus, when we are down and sad, we seek other means for comforting ourselves, but often they offer only temporary respite. We forget that true comfort lies only with Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Does God really hear us? Today we are going to talk about this important question. That does God really hear us, and why does God sometimes not answer our prayers? This is an important question that we want to answer today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His turn, He listens to all the prayers of the humans and all the prayers of the human beings. And He is always waiting for our request, but there are sometimes expediences that they are not the right time for us to have those things. So they will be given to us in its right order, in its right time. So we have to know that whatever we are going to ask and request should not be against the laws of nature, or the laws of the universe. So whatever we want and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be according to what rights Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted to his creatures. So it has to be based on that. And our expectations from our prayers should be in the right way that we have talked about. All in all, at the end of the day, we need to be hopeful to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us and will bring us. So in case Allah's expediency was in a way to give us this request, this dua, or this issue in a certain time in future, we should not get annoyed. We should always trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He has blessed us with. We need to first correct our mindset, and then to know the etiquette of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something or for a request, that is starting with istighfar, that is repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and most importantly, reciting salawat and starting a request with a salawat and ending it with a salawat at the end of it. So they are the normal etiquettes of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something. And even better to be in a state of prostration.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Express gratitude. That was one of the acts of worship when we can't pray. We should express gratitude. Make a conscious effort to think about all the blessings Allah has bestowed on you, from your physical appearance, your talent, and your intellect, to your family, friends, and material possessions. Thank Allah verbally by saying, Alhamdulillah. Praise to Allah. Think of how being able to express gratefulness is a blessing in itself. Feel the sincerity of your own gratefulness and let your heart be moved by the words. Say thank you to someone you have not thanked. The Prophet said, whoever does not thank the people has not thanked Allah. Show gratitude to your mother for every little things she had done in your life, or offer thanks to your spouse or sibling for the little things they do, like preparing a meal or helping run errands. talk to Allah through worship on this part of today's special. In the religion of Islam, worship has two meanings, as general and specific. Worship in general means that Muslim strives to behave in accordance with his conscience as a result of the respect and love he feels towards Allah. Therefore, every act performed in accordance with his orders and prohibitions in order to gain the pleasure of Allah is worship. Accordingly, it acts such as helping the poor for the sake of Allah, being clean and patient, making charity and donations are also acts of worship. Worship is the communication of a servant with Allah. The servant obeys his God by worshiping and becomes close. Thus, he shows his respect and obedience to him. This is a good example of the communication between Allah and the servant. The deepest communication of the servant with his Allah is the moments he spent in worship. In this regard, our Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The moment when the servant is closest to his Lord is the moment when he prostrates."
Allah is the most compassionate, and Allah is the one who says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Tell my ibad who have oppressed themselves, who have wronged themselves by sinning, do not ever give up hope in the mercy of Allah, because Allah forgives all of the sins. Allah does not hold grudges. There are some people, you did something 20 years ago and they'll still call you out for it. They'll still remember it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you sin now, an hour later, if you truly seek forgiveness, Allah will forgive you and it will be as if you have not done anything. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we have to take advantage of the mercy of God. We have to try to benefit. We have to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it doesn't matter what you have done. All the sins, no matter how great they are, they're beneath God. God is greater than all the sins. Right? No matter how great the crime was, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. If a person makes the effort to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive. Allah's mercy is greater than anything that you can imagine. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. The mercy of God encompasses everything.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.